Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Breakfast at Diana's here as part of Darting Across Connecticut on this Friday morning. We got some folks heading into work, getting a bite to eat before they go. We got some retirees having a good morning breakfast, and people are hanging out. And we're lucky to have the mayor, Mayor Bunnell, just a few minutes ago, and now Police Chief Wilfred Blanchette joining us here. He's Leonard. He went Lenny. Where do you go?
Bill. Bill is fine.
You go by Bill?
Yeah.
I don't always want to presume.
No, that's fine.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Bill. Hey, now, you took over. You didn't take over in 1819 when you took over for him when he stepped down?
No. He retired. I was still with the state police at the time.
Okay.
I retired in, 3 years ago in April, and spent a little bit of time with the Law Enforcement Council of Connecticut. Started the first ever recruit training class in Eastern Connecticut. And this job became available. I still had my certification. I threw my hat in the ring, and here I am.
You know, I always wondered, was your goal? I'm fascinated by the career, because you can do this career and have, a second career. With the state police. Mm-hmm. And was it always your intention to stay within some form of law enforcement for your second iteration? Or, what was your plan?
It's kind of my third iteration. I started 1988. Went to Ledyard in 1991, did 10 years there.
In the local PD.
In the local PD. Went to the state, did 21 and a half years there. So I'd been, since 1988, I've been in the business.
Why'd you want to keep doing it?
It's all I know. My dad was a cop for 37 years. Both my boys are troopers. It's the family business.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, it's not exactly like the military, but I have an appreciation for your service. So you've been in this game for a long time.
I have.
And where are you from originally?
From Baltic, just north of here.
Okay, because you said Ledyard, which is not far.
Yep.
And were you assigned here when you were in the state police?
I was assigned here to start. I went to major crime, got promoted, was a resident trooper, Sergeant in East Lyme for 8 years, and then took over as the commander of the fire and explosion unit.
Wow. That's some intense stuff. In terms of here, what's intense about here?
It's just, this is kind of a whole different ball game for me. When I retired from the state police, I retired as a master sergeant. So much of my duties were administrative,
right,
but I was still kind of able to go out on the road. And
well, you're all geared up this morning.
Yeah, I'm geared up every morning. I'm more a cop than an administrator. But this is...
Is that because of staffing?
No, because I would rather be a guy on the road than a guy sitting behind the desk. I'm 59 years old, and I still think I have a little bit to contribute.
Yeah,
so.
You're super young. I mean, that's...
super young?
Yeah.
I'm 59.
Well, you retired, though.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, I mean, so I was like, I don't know. I mean, I can't retire till I'm 88, my financial guy says, so... there's that. So what's working in Montville?
I think, we've got, I like to explain it. I actually just went to a conference with the Connecticut Chiefs of Police Association. It was a 2-day conference, many other chiefs there. And I listened to a lot of the things, problems, issues that go on in local departments or in the state police department. Or what I have in Montville is... very, very strong first-line supervisors. I've got great sergeants. you know, they know their job. They're not afraid to hold their people accountable. They're responding to calls. They're being visible. And that right there is the most important position in any police department, your first line supervisors. And when those guys are on par like they are, really nothing makes it to my level. I get to do my administrative stuff. I get to go on calls that you know, pique my interest. But
staffing's not an issue? Like, I mean, we hear about all over the place that, so, you know, filling out a staff with first responders is not easy.
It's not easy. And we've had a vacant position for a year and a half. Our full-time animal control officer last year left for other employment. I moved a cop into that position. So I have a sworn police officer as our full-time animal control officer with two civilian part-time animal control officers, and that created a vacancy for me. That vacancy has been very, very hard to fill.
Because you have high standards or just because you can't get anyone to do it?
Both. We're getting people that are interested. You know, we had a couple of people that applied that were certified and working in other agencies. I like fresh. I like new. I like to be able to mold people, you know, to get them, you know, you're an ethical cop, you're a moral cop, you're going to do the right thing. And I think it's a little bit easier if you can put your values on somebody that's new and basically see right away if that's going to take.
Like you're the coach.
Yeah,
or the GM,
100%.
You want people on your team that are like-minded. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. We only have a couple minutes here. I have some really some things I really want to touch on. You talked about animal control. The state crime stats were like pretty much every part of crime. Property crime's down, you know, and violent crime is down, and animal abuse is up, like almost 40%. And my guess is maybe it's because of the casino or the rural element that, like, DUI would probably be your biggest issue. Just talk about both things.
So we do have an issue with, you know, operating impaired. We have a very, very robust program here. We've been very, very lucky that the state and the federal government have given us grants because we are very active. So we have DWI spot checks. We're actually hosting a regional spot check here in Montville on Friday night. We have a couple of troopers. We've got, you know, people from Groton, Waterford, Groton, Long Point. They're all coming to assist us for this regional spot check, and it's paid for by NHTSA. So we'll do, you know, pretty, like I said, robust enforcement. We've got a couple of guys that are DREs, drug recognition experts. I have two of the first police phlebotomists in the state, which we've used a couple of times. That's still a program that's in its infancy stages. I don't know if that's going to continue on, but you know, so we're trying to stay out in front of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The issues that people are facing
are
on the road.
Statewide crime stats similar to what you're seeing here?
I would say yes. You know, we're out there, we're visible, and, you know, Montville is not, you know, we have our problems as well. But the fact is, you know, we're out there being visible and enforcing them.
And in terms of, does the casino, I don't know this, it's not a leading question, do they have their own security?
They have their own police force. And
they
do. Yeah, we work hand in hand with the...
And what's the relationship like?
It's great. It's great. I've been... Their chief is the former chief in Plainfield, just a great guy, and I've known him for years, and you know, we have a fantastic relationship.
We all 30 seconds here. Anything else? People who don't know the town, haven't been here, or want to learn it, like you have an audience, you know, a pretty broad audience in the show. Anything else you want to say?
No, I just know I appreciate the fact that you're here in Mottville highlighting this beautiful little town.
And it is great. I mean, the people are great. I love the fact that people know everybody. This is sort of like the breakfast cheers.
Yes.
Like, you know, we with Lost George went earlier in the week. And it was like that. I mean, a couple people jumped table to table to say hello. So it's, you know, like there's so much crap going on in our world, and a lot of people in our country disagree on a lot of things, but it's nice you come in and just feel part of a community. It's
100%.
It is really nice. Chief, I appreciate it. Chief Bill Blanchette joining us here on Brian & Company. Thank you so much for
Thank
your time,
you, sir.
I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.